Good morning. Welcome to the program. My name is Charles Rose, and I work with the Church of Christ in Lincoln, Missouri. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for our Sunday school classes, at 10:30 for our worship service, at 5 o'clock Sunday evenings for an evening worship, and then Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We'd love to have you come and visit us and study God's Word with us. The Church of Christ is described in your New Testament, and our desire at the Church of Christ in Lincoln is to restore that church just as it was designed and established by Jesus and His Holy Spirit-inspired apostles. Come and visit our services and worship with us. We're located just at the south edge of Lincoln on Highway 65 on the west side of the road. We also offer free Bible studies that you can take by mail, printed form, and we would love to enroll you in one of those studies. Or you may have a question about something that we teach on this radio program or something that you just read in your Bible. Write that question down, or write a request to receive the studies through the mail and send it to us at the Church of Christ, P.O. Box 137, Lincoln, Missouri, 65338. There's a question that arises from time to time. Is the Bible understandable? I have brought many lessons on this radio program through the in the past, and I believe we've given enough evidence to prove the Bible is an inspired book of God. And that being true, then it would be a great tragedy if the contents of your Bible have been presented in a way so as to be beyond your capability of understanding it. So today I want to consider carefully some facts which will show that our great God has given us a book that we can understand. And we can all understand it exactly alike. The thing we have to do is put our books written by men other than what is in the Bible aside and just go to the Bible. I want us to think about what God has done. In the first place, we know God is all-knowing, so if the Bible is a book which cannot be understood, as some today tell us, then it necessarily follows that in giving us the Bible, God was well aware that He was giving us a book which we couldn't understand. Now, if that be the case, then why did He even bother to give it? That would make no sense, would it? And then, too, we know that with God, nothing is impossible. So if He did not give us a Bible, which we can all understand and all understand it alike, it wasn't because He was incapable of doing it. Oh, yes, the very fact that God saw fit to give us the Bible should be enough to convince us that our great God knew that you and I and all of humanity would be able to understand what He inspired these men to write. And we can understand it alike in order to be unified in His religion. Now, as we've seen in the past studies, our Lord Jesus selected a group of men called apostles to be close to Him, to train them to carry on the work that He began here on earth. And He charged them with the responsibility of teaching that message to every person in the world. Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, my friends, keep in mind, He placed this responsibility upon them knowing that they, in so doing, would have to make many sacrifices. They would suffer many hardships. Yes, he knew many of them would even be put to death. With the apostles, tradition has it that all of them, except the apostle John, were put to death in horrible ways. John is said to have lived to be a very old man and died of natural causes. But think of all that they went through because Jesus said to go and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, if you had written a book which you knew people were not capable of understanding, would you be mean enough to demand of others that they, at great personal cost, go and teach that book's contents to every person in the world? Now, we all know that our God is not cruel and unmerciful. So since he gave to us the Bible, and then he commanded men at a great cost to themselves to go and teach its message to others, our God knew that he had given us a message which all of humanity would be capable of understanding. And understand it alike. John 17:17, Jesus says that the word of God is truth. Then in John 18:32, he said that knowing that truth, knowing the word of God, will make us free. John 20:30-31, and Romans 10:13-17 say our faith comes, our faith that saves is developed by hearing the word of God. Now, my friends, that hearing may come by listening to someone speak, such as right now you're listening to me on this radio. But it may come by listening with your mind as you personally read your Bible, God's word. That's how faith is developed. No other way. 2 Timothy 3:14-15 says, the Holy Scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation. Excuse me. Acts 17:10-12 says, a knowledge of the Scriptures will enable us to discern between the true and false teachers. Romans 1:15-17 says, the Word of God, the gospel message, is God's power of salvation to all who believe. Acts 20:32 says the word of God is able to build us up and give us an inheritance. Matthew 7:24 says, hearing and doing the teachings of Jesus, which are found on the pages of your New Testament, will result in our becoming like unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. James 1:21 says the word of God is able to save our souls. James wrote, but whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in its deeds. That's James 1:25 in your Bible. John 6:45 says, hearing and learning the word of God will enable people to come to Jesus. The apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 2:2 said to the young preacher Timothy, the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Oh, yes, my friends, the Bible is capable of doing all of these things. God has given us a great and wonderful book which can be understood. Come and worship with a group of people who believe all of the Bible and teach it exactly as it is written. Because we know that to teach any other gospel will bring God's curse upon us, God's wrath brought down upon us. Let's study his word. Let's learn it, believe it, and obey it. Let's go to heaven together. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.